WFYI podcast brought to you by Bloomington, Indiana, an American college town offering food and drink, college sports, outdoor activities, live music, cool art, and good times daily. Everyone is welcome in Bloomington. More information at visitbloomington.com.
We're going to take a trip right now. Like we always do about this time.
This is a journey into sound.
Break it down. I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. On this week's show, we'll check out new releases from the Punjabi music trumpet player Sunny Singh and the electronic music composer Jordan Munson. But first, I want to share a tribute to the Indianapolis pianist and composer Herman Whitfield III. His life was cut tragically short last week after an encounter with the Indianapolis Police Department. Whitfield was 39 years old. According to news reports, Whitfield was experiencing a mental health crisis. His parents placed an emergency call requesting an ambulance, and the Indianapolis Police Department arrived. The situation escalated. Whitfield was tased and died in police custody. Herman Whitfield III was a black man, and his death has renewed concerns about the Indianapolis Police Department's treatment of African Americans in Indianapolis. The incident has also provoked serious criticism of the city's response to mental health emergencies. There will be many opportunities to discuss these issues in the future. But today, I want to pay tribute to the remarkable musical brilliance of Herman Whitfield III. We'll listen to two movements from Whitfield's Sonata for Violin and Piano, No. 2, a piece he premiered approximately 10 years ago. We'll hear the first and third movements, featuring Ariel Clayton on violin and Herman Whitfield III on piano.
Thank you.
We just heard the first and third movements of the Sonata for Violin and Piano, No. 2, by the Indianapolis composer and pianist Herman Whitfield III. Whitfield died last week while in custody of the Indianapolis Police Department. And we send our thoughts out to the friends and family of Herman Whitfield III. The Indianapolis composer, percussionist, and multimedia artist Jordan Munson has an exciting new recording out titled Union. We'll be listening to a track from that project in just a moment. But first, I want to share an excerpt from my 2019 interview with Jordan Munson. In addition to his work as a composer and performer, Jordan is also the senior lecturer of music and arts technology at IUPUI. I asked Jordan about his work at IUPUI. Let's hear an excerpt. Tell me a little bit about what's going on there right now in terms of the CLEAR Lab and some of the things happening exploring the relationship between technology and music.
Right about around the time, I think it was 2009, 2010, we started this bachelor's degree. That's when things in my mind start to come to life more, and this kind of grand vision comes into play because you know, just getting students that, for one, we're getting students on campus more. Before that, it was a lot of a mix between a few graduate students on campus doing music technology degree, and they're, but they're only here like 1 or 2 years, and then online. And we still have that, and that's healthy, but having students on campus collaborating, working together for 4 years, and now we're, we'll be about, if we started in 2009, we're about at the 10-year mark of that. We're seeing kind of a healthy development there. So just with every new colleague we get, there's more richness injected into the program. A lot of us are focused on the use of technology in live performance. That's certainly like a research and scholarly interest of mine. You know, we're teaching students, all the students there have to take some sort of lessons, performance lessons. And about a third of them take music technology lessons. They take like, I'd say it's a combination of production and some of the same principles you would learn as a guitarist or a percussionist. You still have to play in time. You still have to, you know, be musical. And you have to make those kind of decisions other performers have to make. And that's really successful too. I mean, some of the students that have been studying in that way for a few years, they're making some music that I'm jealous of, you know. So, and then aside from that, you know, we're still, you know, especially some of my more senior colleagues are pushing into using machine learning and music and artificial intelligence and live performance over the internet and some new performative environments, 360 environments. So, you know, a lot of really strong activity there.
Let's listen to a track from Jordan Munson's latest release, Union. We'll hear Wreckage, which features the Indianapolis jazz guitarist Charlie Ballantyne.
Thank you.
I'm Kyle Long, and you're listening to Cultural Manifesto. Sunny Singh is a Brooklyn-based trumpet player and singer-songwriter. Sunny is best known for his work with the Bhangra brass band Red Bharat. But on May 13th, he'll be releasing his debut album as a solo artist. The record is titled Chardi Kala, and NPR has described the music as steeped in Sikh devotional themes with an anthemic Punjabi sound. In just a moment, we'll listen back to our 2021 conversation with Sunny. But first, let's hear a track off the album. This is Sunny Singh with Sajana Teri Bina.
चैन ना आवे सानू एक पल चैन ना आवे सजना तेरे बिना सजना तेरे बिना सानू एक पल चैन ना आवे सानू एक पल चैन ना आवे सजना तेरे बिना सजना तेरे बिना सदा कलिया जी नहीं लगना सदा कलिया जी नहीं लगना सजना तेरे बिना सजना तेरे बिना
That was Sunny Singh with Sajana Teri Bina. We featured an interview with Sunny last year on Cultural Manifesto as part of our Rebel Music segment with Carla Lopez. And we'll listen back to that conversation now.
This is Carla Lopez, and you're listening to Rebel Music on Cultural Manifesto. Me llamo Carla López y estás escuchando a Música Rebelde, el Manifesto Cultural. Rebel Music explores the relationship between music and activism in Indiana and around the globe. My guest this week is the Brooklyn-based musician and activist Sunny Singh. Indianapolis music fans may know Sunny for his work playing trumpets with the Bhangra brass band Red Bharat. Red Bharat has appeared in Indianapolis several times over the last decade. And NPR fans may recall Sunny's appearance on the Tiny Desk Concert series with Red Barat in 2017. Sunny is now releasing music under his own name, and we'll be listening to some samples of his work this week on Rebel Music. Let's join my conversation with Sunny Singh. Hi, Sunny. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Sunny, our listeners in Indianapolis will know you for your work with the Brooklyn-based Bhangra brass band Red Barat. But you have also been creating solo music under your own name, and we're going to listen to some of your music today on Rebel Music. Rebel Music explores the relationship between music and activism. And in your bio, you refer to yourself as both a musician and an activist. And so, in addition to your amazing career in music, you're also active as a writer and an educator, focusing on issues related to oppression and racism. Can you tell us how music and activism have been connected in your life?
Yeah, for sure. Well, thanks so much for having me on. It's exciting to be a part of this segment because, as you mentioned, music and activism and struggles for social and economic justice are kind of what my life is all about. And for me, you know, I've always been on these sort of parallel trajectories as both a musician and at times a community organizer. And in my new musical project, I'm really trying to bring these different parts of myself together in a more explicit way.
That's the perfect segue into my next question. You brought four songs to share with us today. Two of those songs are your own, and two are songs that have influenced you in your music. And I want to start off with one of your own original songs, Koi Bal Ram. And your music is rooted in the traditions of Punjabi culture. And before we listen to this song, I wanted to give you a chance to talk about your background, just a little bit about your background. I know that you grew up in North Carolina as a child of immigrant parents, and I understand you were singing Punjabi music and Sikh devotional music as a child. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. So the first music I ever played before I ever picked up a trumpet was Sikh devotional music, which we call kirtan. So I was playing harmonium, which is sort of like a pump organ instrument you play sitting on the ground, and tabla, which are South Asian hand drums. And singing this beautiful devotional music, the Sikh scriptures are made up of music. They're meant to be sung. So music was sort of instilled at me at a very, very young age. And Gurbani, or Sikh devotional poetry, is really rooted in this idea of music and activism, right? The whole core of the meaning is really about this divine energy, some might even call it love, being a force that connects us all, right? So if anything is standing in the way of that connection, if anything is standing in the way of dignity, respect, and justice, we do everything in our power to fight against it, right? And transform it and to move towards liberation. And so that's sort of the heart of Sikh philosophy. Those are the values that I was raised with. And so it made so much sense to me after a few decades of playing lots of different kinds of music to return to kind of how it all started for me, which was Sikh devotional music. And that's kind of the core of the new project that I've launched in the last year.
Yeah, and you've kind of already answered this, but we're going to listen to Koi Bal Ram next. Can you tell us about the song?
Yeah, for sure. So the words are taken from the Sikh scriptures written by Guru Arjan. And basically what the words are saying is that the divine is referred to, or God is referred to, by so many different names, like, right, in South Asia, Ram, Allah, Kudal, all these different names that different religions refer to God as, and often are the cause for wars, the cause for oppression, the cause for dehumanization, right? Our way is better than your way. And Sikh philosophy and this piece is sort of saying that's absurd, right? We're all talking about the same thing here, and that same thing connects us all, right? So the idea is that we should do everything in our power to uplift each other, right? All different religions, all different faiths are paths to the same divine. And so for me, releasing this song last year when I did, I really wanted to uplift the ways that Hindu nationalism is playing out in India, right? Right now in India, we have a government that really sees Hinduism as the and sort of upper caste Brahmanism as the quote unquote right way to be Indian or the only way to be Indian, and religious minorities like Muslims especially, but also Sikhs and Christians and many others are facing a whole lot of oppression. And so I really wanted to highlight that issue and also the protest movement against Hindu nationalism when I released the song.
This is Sunny Singh with Koi Balram. Carla Lopez, and you're listening to Rebel Music on Cultural Manifesto. We just heard Koi Balram by the Brooklyn-based musician and activist Sunny Singh. And Sunny Singh is my guest this week. Let's return to our conversation. And Sunny, the next song that you brought to share with us is Coming War by Oso Matli, a Californian-based band that mixes Latin music with funk and hip-hop. Can you tell us about this song and why you chose this to share with us today?
Yeah, Oso Matli's had such a huge influence on me as a musician, as an activist, as a human being. It was hard to pick one song off of their first record. It was really that whole record that really shaped me quite deeply. It came out in the late 90s when I was a teenager. And this song in particular, the lyrics just go right to the core of what we're up against. There's so many really powerful lines that hit me as a young person about about the various forms of oppression that we're up against, and just sort of how poetically and musically and creatively a message that hard-hitting can come across through music. And Ozomatli does it in a way that is still fun, that is still danceable, that sort of seamlessly slides between different genres of music, which you hear in this one song, right? There's like a samba breakdown, there's some tabla in there on this sort of like funk hip-hop track, right? So Ozo just had a huge impact on me, so I wanted to shout them out. And actually, the founder of Ozomatli and the bass player is producing my music.
We see a coming war. We see a coming war.
Now, can you imagine this world with no oppression and no need to dabble in greed and transgression? The solution for murder and prostitution, never glorified as pollution on television, corrupting entire nation. Explicit images never freeing with me, regardless of proven innocence. Turning to crime and not using intelligence, what makes me wonder sometimes, are we in hell or inches away from confronting the powers that be? So in seconds, what is taking some hours to see? Tips is hot enough to melt a bullion, more than a million. People are ready for rebellion, and this is ill sunset till the crack of dawn. If you're back a blonde, Uncle Sam is robbing you blind and putting shackles on the minds of your children for real, son. Be with this system and go to war with this institution. Not see medical benefit should be cheap if not free, right? The richest people are those without morals, because once they get inside, they tend to keep the door closed. Lord knows they're killing us quick and clean, from base heads to people addicted to nicotine. Man-made diseases with skin cells corrode to ones where if infected, you die from common colds. Economical woes, they pose the true threat, using your tax dollars to sell and produce death. What's left? We got guns and drug trafficking, governmental be backing and blaming Latin and African brothers for dirty works done. That this shaking not only hurts young, but it's provoking revolutionary circum. Stance is low like molasses. This is a message to the masses. Never ask kiss.
Sunny, the next song that you brought to share with us is by a very influential English band called Asian Dub Foundation. And the song that you picked to share is New Way, New Life. And I understand that this song and this group have been very influential in the Asian underground scene in England and around the world. Can you tell us about the Asian Dub Foundation and this song?
Yeah, for sure. So ADF, Asian Dub Foundation, a band that kind of blew up in the 90s in the UK, led by South Asian, mostly second generation, mostly Bangladeshi, but not only Bangladeshi folks, musicians. It kind of blew my mind when I first heard them. I think I got turned on to them when I was 20 or 21. And it was just a window into the South Asian diaspora and racial justice movements in the UK, which were just so different than what I was seeing in South Asian communities in the United States. So I was completely mesmerized by this Asian underground scene. And this song in particular, New Way, New Life, is just such a beautiful anthem to our elders, right? The immigrant generation that doesn't always get the credit for being the freedom fighters and the rebel warriors, but just in fighting to exist, right, into holding their heads up high on the factory floors, as the song says. They're sort of shattering the glass ceiling, as the song also says. So this is another band that's really shaped me quite a bit and inspired me.
Yeah.
I'm Carla Lopez, and you're listening to Rebel Music on Cultural Manifesto. We just heard New Way, New Life by the Asian Dove Foundation, as selected by my guest this week, Sunny Singh, a Brooklyn-based musician and activist. Let's return to our conversation. The last song that we're going to listen to is one of your own original pieces titled Chardi Kala. And I think this is a great song to end with because it expresses a feeling of optimism and a desire for peace in the world. Can you tell us about this track?
Yeah, so this is the title track to my forthcoming album. And Chardi Kala is this idea in the Sikh community of revolutionary optimism. It's this idea that even in the darkest of times, in the toughest of times, we have this duty, this political duty and this spiritual duty to remain in high spirits. So it's something that in the Sikh community, we say a lot to each other. You know, how are you doing? Kihale, Chardi Kala, right? Like we always have this, we're always looking up towards the horizon, right? And that feels like a sentiment that I think we all need more than ever in this tough year of the pandemic and of just growing white nationalism and so many issues that I think cause a lot of us to sometimes feel hopeless. And so I really wanted to foreground that idea in this song and really in all my music to be a way to lift people's spirits and a reminder that we have each other and we are moving together in solidarity and love.
This is Sunny Singh with Chardi Kala. We just heard Chardi Kala, the latest single from the Brooklyn-based musician and activist Sunny Singh. Let's return to our conversation. Thank you so much for being here with us today and for sharing your work, for sharing your music, for sharing what you're doing with with our communities and in your communities. It's amazing.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure.
My guest this week has been the musician and activist Sunny Singh. Stay tuned for future editions of Rebel Music on Cultural Manifesto.
Sanu ik pal chain na aave, sanu ik pal chain na aave, sajna tere bina, sajna tere bina. Sanu ik pal chain na aave, sanu ik pal chain na aave, sajna tere bina, sajna tere bina. Sada kaliya ji ne yo lagna, sada kaliya ji ne yo lagna, sajna tere bina, sajna tere bina.
That's all the time we have for this week. Thank you for tuning in. I'm Kyle Long, and you've been listening to Cultural Manifesto.